You are now tuned in to the Brew Thoughts podcast, a lifestyle guide for the Black millennial woman. We focus on intentional living, personal development, and entrepreneurship, all over a great cup of coffee. I'm your host, Fly. Now let's get into this episode. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Brew Thoughts podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. So I want to come up here and just talk to you guys about my awesome experience at CultureCon over the weekend. But before we jump into all that, you already know this podcast is brought to you by BossBlendCoffee.com, which is my online coffee shop. So make sure you shop. Make sure you sign up to the newsletter. It pops up as soon as you go onto the website, which is www.bossblendcoffee.com. Join the newsletter. You know, stay updated, stay connected. And that's when you'll know all things Boss Blend. So make sure you do that. And if you're a first timer, you'll get 15% off your purchase for the first time you order. So make sure you enjoy our bestseller, which is the Culture Blend. We have the medium roast, which is our anytime blend. And then I believe we still have the hazelnut available. So make sure you take advantage of that. So, CultureCon. Let me tell you something. So if you don't know what CultureCon is, if you're not in the tri-state area, if you're not in New York, if you really don't mess with social media like that, CultureCon is a conference dedicated to Black people for dope-ass creatives of color. It was based out of Brooklyn over the weekend, and it was created by the Creative Collective NYC. And listen, I was reached by CultureCon about a month ago to be a part of their vendor hall, right? So it was about 11 vendors that were selected to vend, and I was one of them, and I was like, oh snap, this is major. You know what I mean? Like, this is a great way to really enter our 1 year in business. Like, this is a huge conference. Excuse me, this is year three for them, and they were expecting like over 2,000 people. So I'm like, this is great to put my business in front of new eyes, right? So boom, I get the email, I start, you know, just getting everything in order, I start planning, I start like really getting things in motion. So this kind of goes back to my last podcast, and I really hope that I'm able to link it below. It's called Stay Ready So You Don't Have to Get Ready. And I'm going to be very straightforward. Like, when they were sending the details of the conference, they were saying like, bring a minimum of 300 products, right? So I'm like, all right, boom, 300 products. Wow. Okay. At one time. Okay. So I had to start shaking and moving and getting things in order. So I decided for the conference that I was going to create a coffee shop vibe. So I wanted to have the experience of people actually being able to drink my coffee on the spot. I wanted to connect with the people. And that's what I did. So I went and I ordered all these things that I needed, and I was brewing coffee on the spot. So people were buying cups of coffee. Y'all, first of all, that was the best idea I had all 2019. Okay. Period. Second, when I tell you guys, mind you, I already know that I am in a space where I am in a lane of my own, right? There's not many, you probably can count on one hand how many Black women are in the coffee business. You probably don't know of any, right? I'm probably the only person that you know that is in coffee. And I knew that going into CultureCon, I was going to be the only vendor who sells coffee. That I knew. I know it's going to be the only one. But I didn't know, all right, catch this. I didn't know that I was going to be the only one in the whole entire conference to have coffee. Now, when we're talking about conference, we're talking about it started really early. You know, I got there at 7 a.m. As soon as I set up my booth, y'all, as soon as I was done setting up, I had a customer before 8 o'clock, okay? And I was selling coffee from 7 a.m., 6:30 a.m., all the way until a good 5:30, 6 p.m. I ran out of all of my material, like all of my coffee. I ran out of milk, sugar, napkins. I ran out of like, and I felt like I brought a lot of stuff with me. Granted, I had over 200 cups of coffee. I had over 60 to 70 bags of coffee. I already knew that I was going to sell coffee cups more than I was bags. I knew that because people love coffee. People like instant gratification, right? So I pre-prepared myself. Yo, I should have brought 1,000 cups with me. I sold out. Your girl sold out. I had a line wrapped around. My line was so crazy that the staff of CultureCon had to manage my line. You know those lines at Starbucks? That's how your girl line was. It was wrapped around. And you can go ahead and follow us on Instagram at Boss Blend Coffee on Instagram. And in the stories, I have a story. I created a story highlight. And it says CultureCon 2019. And you can see the video of how crazy my line was, guys. Like, it was insane. I was just so blessed. And it over exceeded my expectations. I had no idea that was going to be the turnout. Now, I know that they did have a coffee, like they did have a, I don't know, sponsor, coffee vendor, I don't know, the big guys, right? The big coffee people that always go to conferences was there, but I believe that they were only there for an hour. So after they were up and they were in the main room, you know, so it was like a two separate room thing. They had the room with the panels and then they had another room, which was the activation alley, which were all the vendors, Foot Locker, like all these different activations, Verizon, Netflix, like it was so dope. And here I am, little old me, little old booth. Yo, when that line, and let me tell you, this is why this podcast is really just to motivate you and just to really stay in your lane and stay your course. I had no idea, guys. I had no idea that this line, that my business was going to boom like that. I met so many people, over 200, over 300 people had a cup of my coffee. Okay. And people kept coming back. I had to shut down for a whole hour so I could recoup, so I can rebrew, so I can breathe. Yo, I'm still on a high from it because it over exceeded my expectations. And I just really can never say thank you enough to CultureCon for creating that type of space for small businesses, first of all, right? Second of all, I just want to say thank you to everybody. If you're listening to the podcast and we met at CultureCon, you was at my booth and we was drinking coffee, we was just politicking and talking. Yo, thank you for buying the coffee. For anybody who has ever like bought a coffee bag, to everyone at CultureCon over the weekend, if we met, if you drank some coffee, thank you for supporting me. People were, but my cups, it was buying coffee, tipping me crazy, buying bags, like coming back and forth, sending their friends. Like, it was crazy. My line was insane, and everybody was asking about the coffee shop when we're opening up. And I'm just saying all that to say, like, if you are looking to start something, if you have an idea, if you have a desire, you'll do it. You just never know. I had no idea that I was going to be part of CultureCon. That wasn't something that you can tell me that was going to be a thing, and that I was going to sell out, and I was going to be able to put my brand in front of 2,000 people, even people who didn't get to try the coffee, even people who were just walking by, was able to just look at the brand and see me and know what was going on. So I just want to say, like, yo, whatever it is that you want to do, whatever it is, you need to do it. Believe in yourself and stay your lane. See, the thing about entrepreneurship and the thing about really creating a life that you want, and if you're new to the show, that's really one of our core values, right? Creating the life that you want. You have to do things that you've never done. You have to think outside the box, and you have to stay the course. And you have to put into practice. A lot of times we want the end result and we see the end goal of where we want to be. But I believe that we also have to change our behaviors. And I'm going to be honest, you know, once I launched Boss Blend Coffee in December of 2018, I went from December of 2018, not even, let's go further, because I was setting it up, right? I was building anticipation for the launch. So we're talking probably September, you know, August of 2018, really building up the anticipation, for launching Boss Blend in December 2018. And then, so from last year, September, all the way into July of 2019, yo, I was working. And when I say working, I mean studying, learning, practicing, putting myself out online, going to free events, giving away free coffee, sending my coffee to influencers so people can know about my brand. Not everybody showcased my coffee. You know, I sent my coffee to 5 influencers on Instagram that were popular. Out of 5, only 3 of them made a story about me. Only 3 of them shared my product to their audience, and that's okay. But I took the risk of sending out free product to put my brand out there. I did what I had to do. And it is just so amazing how if you stay your course, you know, you start activating manifestation. You start letting the universe know, like, this is what I'm working towards. This is what I want. So things start happening and things start falling into place for you. Okay. Now, fast forward to August, right? August, I took a whole break because I was burnt out. And I'm going to be very transparent. Like, if you are a active follower of mine, if you're an active supporter, then you notice, like, I just stopped posting on Instagram. I stopped going on stories. I stopped showing up. I wasn't posting really on the podcast. I really wasn't talking about the coffee because I needed a break. It was so much. Like, imagine going to your job 8 months straight, no days off. Imagine that. You get burnt out. You don't like it. You start to resent it. And I think that people have a misconception of entrepreneurship and a misconception of working for themselves and saying, hey, if I work for myself, if I'm an entrepreneur, then I'll never hate it. I will love it. And just because you're doing something that you're passionate about doesn't mean that you're going to love it all the time, right? We're human and things get repetitive and sometimes we don't see the results as fast as we want. So we give up on it or we don't believe in it as much as we did in the beginning of time because you just don't see that instant reward. But let me tell you something. I'm glad that I took off in August because I was able to come back in September with fresh eyes and really rethink my strategy and rethink about how I'm going to do things and just be excited again about Boss Blend and about the podcast. Also, I was able to be focused. I feel like if I would have never taken the break in August, I would have never been able to execute CultureCon the way that I did. I was clear. I was able to problem solve. I was able to plan. And I was ready. When I was leaving my house on Saturday morning to go to CultureCon, drive into Brooklyn, I felt ready. I was confident. I was excited because I was able to execute my plan and really prepare. Now, it over exceeded my expectation in a good way because, yeah, the plan is always to sell out, right? The plan is always to get the buy-in. The plan is to always show your brand and really take it to the next level, right? We all do things. We go to work because we want recognition. We want to get that pay grade. We want to get the pay raise. We create things because we want people to enjoy them and buy them. And we want to make money off of them and create a living off of our passion and our gifts. But I think it's a different mind space to be in when you get that shit tenfold. Like, CultureCon was tenfold. So fast forward to, I mean, I had people waiting in line for 30 minutes. I had people pay and come. I had to brew coffee, guys. Like, I was the coffee person for a conference of over 2,000 people. You know, and in my mind, in my preparation, I just really wasn't prepared to serve 2,000 folks. But that's okay because it gave me the practice. See, God in the universe will put you where he needs you and he will put you where you deserve to be. Nothing happens by coincidence. Nothing is by chance. So I learned a few things and I wanted to talk about key points that I learned about. Number one, stay the course. Stay the course. If it's something that you want to do and you believe in it and you feel it in your gut, stay the course. Stay the course. Don't look for validation. Don't look for likes. Don't look for follows. Stay the course. Okay? Stay the course. I stay the course. I stayed my course. When I felt like I was burnt out, I just retrieved. I didn't switch to something else. I didn't start a new business. I just reset it. It's okay to just pause and retrieve and rethink and replan and re-strategize. But when I came back, my message was still the same. I stayed the course. Okay. Number two, stay in your lane. Don't look at what anybody else is doing. When I say stay in your lane, stay in your lane. I'm going to be very transparent. While I was preparing for CultureCon and I saw who the vendors were next to me, I started to get a little scared because I was next to heavy hitters. I was next to people that's been doing this vending shit, people that's been on TV, people who has write-ups on Essence, on Google, on I was next to some heavy hitters. And I felt myself saying, damn, I gotta come crazy. I gotta come different because I'm next to heavy hitters. But I stayed in my lane. I did what I could. I controlled what I could. I controlled my controllables. Even while I was there, see, even though I was next to heavy hitters who have been on TV, who have write-ups, who everybody know about, they've been on podcasts, they're popular, I was the one who had a consistent line. I was the one who was the busiest. I was the one who shut that shit down. I was the first to make a sale and I was the first to sell out. And I'm not saying that to be cocky. I'm saying that because I stayed in my lane. I wasn't looking at what everybody else was doing. I stayed in my lane. And I think it's very important as creatives, as just, you know, women of color, a lot of times we're not sure in our voice and we don't know what to do next. And when things don't work, we want to switch very quickly. And I think you just need to stay in your lane and don't worry about what nobody is doing next to you. Focus on what's in front of you and keep moving, because I'm telling you, God will bless you. The universe will bless you. Whatever you believe in, you will see a return in your focus, a return in your investment, because wherever your focus goes, it grows, right? Or wherever your focus goes, it flows, or whatever you focus on expands. Well, however you want to spin it. Okay. So that's number two. Number three, you have to be grateful. You have to show gratitude. And I say that because if you are a veteran of the show, you know my story, you know where I come from, you know that. And I suggest that you guys just go back and really just binge on the whole show and really just like learn more about my story and me and how I got, you know, how I'm here now. But you have to be grateful. I think a lot of times, like, we just don't show gratitude. We just don't, you know, be grateful for the small wins and be grateful for the big wins. You know, I would have been grateful if I just would have sold one cup of coffee. I'm grateful because I'm just here. You know what I mean? So show gratitude in all things. It's in the Bible. Show gratitude in all things. And I really just want you guys to just be grateful. Be grateful for the startup phase. Be grateful that you are able to conjure up an idea. Because believe it or not, as creatives, we forget that everybody is not a creative. Everybody doesn't have the ability or the skill to create something and live off of it or change the life of themselves or their family. So show gratitude in all things and be grateful for where you are right now in your self-development journey, in your professional journey, in your personal journey, whatever it is. Be grateful that you are actually thinking about a new thing, thinking about changing the way you act or changing the way you eat or changing the way you think or changing anything in your life. If you're on that mindset and on that process of just elevating who you are and elevating your life, be grateful for that thought process, because a lot of people don't even have the thought process. So show gratitude. And I just wanted to say, you know, I know I haven't been up here much, but, you know, I'm really, really, really trying to tie everything together. And, you know, once I, you know, hire people to help me, because I'm at a point where I do need help, you know, and nothing is done. Nothing great can be done by one person. You need a team to bring visions and things to life. So thank you for everyone who has been rocking with me. And, you know, I just really want to inspire anyone to just do that thing and really stay your course and don't give up. I'm telling you, don't give up. I was about to give up. To be honest, I had conversations like, yo, I'm done with Boss Blend. I'm done, because it's a lot of work. It takes a lot out of you. It takes a lot out of your family, especially if you're a mom and you have children. It takes a lot away from everything else around you because you're so focused. You're so laser focused on just being successful and really bringing your passion to life. And it could be a lot, and it's a mental game. Entrepreneurship and changing your life and changing your circumstances is a mental game, because once you're clear and you're able to make decisions, you're able to change your life. I'm telling you, it's all about a decision. I think I have a show called Just Make a Decision. I'm telling you, I'm going to try to link all of the shows that I mentioned throughout this episode down below, so you could just click it and go and get your life. But you just have to make a decision. And I think that a lot of times we can't make decisions because we are not clear on what it is that we're making a decision on. So, you know, I'll link everything below. Thank you for rocking with me. Thank you for every single human being that bought coffee at CultureCon. I mean, thank you so, so much. Coffee shop coming soon. People was asking me about the coffee shop. We was having discussions between Harlem and Brooklyn. Thank you. I truly appreciate it. You know, I suggest everyone who listens to the show to not only support me, but support any small business that you can. And as always, it's your girl Fly. See you next time. Stay caffeinated. Please. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.